Join in on the Funversation as Dr. Pam Peek and Michelle King-Robeson cut through the confusion and share the naked bottom line truth about all things woman. It's Her Radio.
I'm so excited to have Dr. Norman Rosenthal join us as we talk about something really edgy, Michelle. Is there a gift with adversity? The Gift of Adversity is the name of the best-selling book by Dr. Norman Rosenthal, an internationally acclaimed psychiatrist, the founder of Seasonal Affective Disorder, by the way, and an academic professor at Georgetown University. And today we're going to talk about something that it just blows my mind. And that is there a real gift? Is there a gift in there when you have something really tough happen in your life? So tell us about the Gift of Adversity.
Well, you know, I started off writing the book just looking at stories that I had encountered personally and in the people I know where a lesson had emerged. And then, to my surprise, it turned out that it was always when something went wrong. And that adversity, it turns out, is our best teacher. We have certain gifts, and believe me, I'm not advocating adversity. It's awful and sometimes even fatal. But if you are lucky enough to survive, as Nietzsche said, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Oh, I love that. Michelle, can you think about, just think about this for a second. All the things that we've learned in life, it's when you fall down off your bike, then you figure out how to ride the bike, and it goes on like that. Doesn't that make sense?
Makes perfect sense. And for me, starting Empower, that was out of my own adversity. And being sick and, trying to navigate the system. And then, once I got well, I got mad and I started a company because of it. So adversity, to Dr. Rosenthal's point, can really lead to, who would have thought that I would end up with this amazing company that I started?
Well, I love the way that he started this whole thing out in the book. And that's with Shakespeare's wonderful quote from As You Like It. Sweet are the uses of adversity. What does that mean, Norm?
It means that the paradox has been observed for a very, very long time. And so many people tell me stories just like Michelle. At the time I thought it was terrible, it turned out for the best. I went through a divorce, it was hell, but I'm with a wonderful person now. We heard that. I have now found something that's much better than what I left behind that I thought was a disaster when it was breaking up. And, so it goes. Something bad happened to me, but wow, what I learned from it. I started this amazing business, and I never would have done it otherwise. And again, you see the same thing. Now, if you realize the potential for adversity, then when bad things are actually happening, it lets you hold up that flame of hope to say, okay, I know that oftentimes when bad things happen, good things can come, but how can I make that happen here?
That's very hard.
And it's hard to do. It's very hard to do.
I do give a lot of clues as to things people can do that maximize their chance of having that happen.
Well, tell us. Give us some of the clues, because I'm so fascinated by this.
Well, the first thing is to accept that the adversity has happened. A lot of people waste a lot of time with denial, and it's not a very constructive way to go.
And then, Norm, can I ask you a question while you're doing this? Can you, as you're going along with this, especially as a psychiatrist who's worked for 30 years in the field, can you tell us if women do this differently than men?
That's really a great question. I think women are better at it than men for a simple reason that they reach out for help more readily. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes, men feel they have to go it alone. And that's not a good strategy, because when we reach out for help, all these other people's brains come to bear upon the solution. And there's the support, there's the so-called tend and befriend instinct in women that's much less likely to happen in men who fight or flight. And so I think women do it a lot better than men, actually. And men would do well to look to women in times of adversity, and often do with good results.
What are some other tips?
Well, I think tell a story. Turn the event in your mind into a narrative, or even write it down, better still. Because when you tell a story, you organize things in a way that makes sense. You have an understanding of how things came about. You know, when you understand how things came about, that always gives you clues to how things can be resolved. You know, diagnosis before treatment. So that helps when you tell a story. Control your own internal state. I talk a lot about meditation as a way of promoting stillness in the body and coherence in the mind, which are very valuable things for sorting out a problem, because adversity tends to destabilize us. We stay up late at night, we sleep in the morning, we eat junk food, we drink, we smoke, whatever it is we do that we shouldn't do, adversity is going to bring it out.
Yeah, but you know, women, Norm, I'm going to, you know, women, I've tried to get so many women to meditate, including my little co-host here, and it's always the same thing. It's like, what time do I have? I can't shut it off. The minute I close my eyes, I'm already on line 30 of my to-do list. What do you tell someone like that?
Well, I'm going to tell a tale out of school. I remember one woman who said that, and I'm talking to her right now.
Oh.
And a year later...
Oh, Michelle, I walked right into it.
You changed your mind, because a person has to be ready for it. I had to be ready for it. A patient of mine actually nagged me to start meditating again and checked on me. And the only good thing I did was listen to him and realize that nothing's going to work if you don't devote yourself to it and give yourself regularity. And I think what I've found is that so much of our time we waste because we're anxious, we're tense, we're rolling over the same tape again and again. And when you meditate, that kind of falls away and you put your time into the most important things and you become more productive even though you're giving up some time.
I love it. I just love it. And it's true. I raise my hand, Michelle. You're my witness. Okay, here's my hand. It's waving out there in virtual land. It was tough for me to, you know, really do the whole meditation thing until I understood the science behind it. And what you need to know is Dr. Norman Rosenthal is also the author of the New York Times bestseller, Transcendence, where he describes the science behind transcendental meditation and looks at the whole field of meditation in a comprehensive way. It's a great, great book. You just can't keep... You just don't stop cranking these out, Norm. You just do so well in your messaging.
Yeah, thank you. You know, you said something that really hit a nerve back when you started meditating. You said, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. And I think that's the beginning of every solution, is the recognition of a need. So first people need to realize, look, I'm too stressed. I'm too disorganized. To something. Okay, now let me be open to a potential solution. That's the first step, the adversity that has its sweet uses.
That's what I need to do. That's exactly what I need to do.
Michelle, it's all about you now. Now I'm meditating, you have to meditate, right?
I know, and here I am, the voice of women's health, this women's health advocate, and my mind is so full all the time, and I don't sleep well. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I need to adopt this in my life. It has to become part of your life.
Let's make sure all women know where to reach you. Dr. Rosenthal, where can we find out more information about you?
Oh, yes. My website is normanrosenthal.com.
Excellent.
You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. This is Michelle King-Robson with Dr. Pam Peake. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Radio MD. Stay well.